It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we're headed back to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yay!
And not only to Disney's Hollywood Studios, but to your favorite attraction.
Are we going to... Okay.
Frozen Sing-Along. Yay!
Are we going to Disney's Hollywood Studios of today or the past?
Yeah, because there would have been a lot more to pick from in the past.
Yeah.
Well, while there are plenty of fun facts dealing with Streets of America and or Sounds Dangerous, you know, since those things aren't there anymore.
Is that the Drew Carey thing?
Yep. Did you ever do that?
Uh-huh.
It was fun. I liked it.
It was pretty good.
It was not a big thing, but as a quick way to get out of the heat for a little while and kind of laugh, as long as you weren't thinking about how many other heads those headphones had been on. It wasn't so bad, but
yeah, and I was like 15 when I went on it, so I was disgusting anyway. So it's fine.
So you were one of the people I was worried about.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, but no, we aren't talking about Sounds Dangerous. We are, in fact, talking about the Tower of Terror.
I can't believe there's more facts about the Tower of Terror.
Oh, there's always more facts about the Tower of Terror, buddy. So on the Tower of Terror, there is a thing. So I don't know. This one's hard to let you guess on, because it's a Twilight Zone reference.
Okay.
And there are so many Twilight Zone references on the Tower of Terror, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, there are a bunch.
But I think I'm pretty sure that this is the only one that's actually on the elevator.
Okay.
So there is a Twilight Zone nod and a Tower of Terror nod on the elevator.
Like on the physical elevator?
On the elevator.
Hmm.
So, Jeremy, do you know?
I don't. It's got to... Okay, so I'm going to guess think it is. I feel like it's got to be some sort of writing on the door. Because I'm trying to think, the sides in the roof, or at least this, oh gosh, are they? I keep on thinking that it's chain link or something, you know, got holes in it, but maybe not.
Oh,
Brad,
like
you're calling into question. Yeah, you're calling into question everything I've ever thought about everything.
So
my whole life
ahead.
Is crumbling around.
Let me help you out a little bit. Yes,
okay.
Yes, it is on the front. It is writing. But it's not writing on the door.
Is it on the floor?
No, it's not on the floor. It's actually the inspection certificate on the elevator. Yeah. So if you look at the when you're in the elevator, look at the front on the left-hand side, there's going to be an inspection certificate there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of different things on there. So first of all, the elevator was inspected October 31st, 1939.
Okay,
which,
Halloween.
I'm not sure how Disney got away with that, because I'm pretty sure that you have to get those things inspected a bit more regularly than that, but still.
Yeah, probably.
Halloween, but not just Halloween, Halloween night 1939, which would also be the night that
I was born.
Yes. Or the night maybe that the elevator was struck by lightning.
Sure.
And people were pulled into the Twilight Zone?
That would have been my second guess.
Okay. I totally thought as soon as the Bourne thing, this is where he's headed with this. So, yeah. So, first of all, it's got, it was actually inspected the day that it screwed up. You know,
yeah.
But admittedly, I've never been an elevator inspector myself, but I somehow doubt that make sure lightning will not pull elevator into alternate dimension is actually on the like checklist.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I do not think the inspector can be held responsible for the actions that happened that fateful night.
Well, so you say that, right? You say that, but do you know who the inspector is?
If it was R. Serling, there's going to be a major inquiry.
So no, there was not R. Serling.
Okay.
It was Cadwallader.
Cadwallader.
Cadwallader. Yeah, no, it's no Yesnet or anything like that. Cadwallader was actually a character from the Escape Clause episode of The Twilight Zone. And so Cadwell Ladder is signs an agreement with this guy where he can live forever, but then the trade-off ends up being that Cadwell Ladder is actually the devil, and he starts, you know, he basically gets this guy, starts committing these crimes, gets this guy to where he's going to have to spend life in jail, and the guy's going to live forever. And so he has to take the escape clause, at which point he has to give his soul over to the devil or Mr. Cadwell Ladder. So,
still, what is the name? Cadwell Ladder.
Cadwell Ladder. C-A-D-W-A-L-L-A-D-E-R.
Is that just his name?
Yeah, that was just his name.
Okay.
That was the name they gave the guy. Yeah, there's no...
I'm still trying to think of the, like, and Cadwell Ladder is, you know, in French means...
Not that, okay, so I haven't gone that much research. But no, Cadwell Ladder would be the guy who was the devil. So, you know, maybe he should have known that it was going to be pulled into another dimension.
Dude, that is the best. That is like the fun, oh man, that is the most fun deep cut. Like, I love this. My appreciation for Tower of Terror has doubled.
And then there's one last piece to the same. So we are still on the same fun fact, a single certificate. That's right. Brad can stretch a single certificate out into one of the longer fun fact episodes because there's one last piece to it. The certificate number is 10259. Any idea on the significance of 10259?
Is that October 2nd, 1959?
It is. And that would be?
Okay. I'm going to say that has to do with Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Is that the date that the Twilight Zone first premiered?
Wow, you are on fire, dude.
Is it?
It is. It
nice.
Is. So, yes. So, one little certificate up on the wall that I don't know how many times I've been on Tower of Terror. I don't know how many times you've been on Tower of Terror, but we've both been on it quite a few times, right?
Yeah, and I've never
seen the certificate. Have you?
Never seen it, no.
Okay, like, I even went and, like, found pictures of it to make sure, you know, it wasn't one of those, like, ha-ha, fact of something you'll never see because it's not really there. Or at least somebody's really good, a bunch of people are really good at Photoshop. But, yeah, so there's this one certificate that has the date that the tower, that the elevator disappeared, signed by the devil, you know, as from one Twilight Zone episode, and with the date or with the certificate number being the date that Twilight Zone premiered. All of that stuff just chock full into this one little thing that most people are never going to see.
Okay, so I would have loved if that was R. Serling, who was the inspector. But the fact that it was a character from an episode of The Twilight Zone who plays the devil is amazing. Oh, this is my favorite fun fact to date. Far and away. Love it.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to go up from there. So, if you're looking for a fun fact to give us, Jeremy likes fun facts about Twilight Zone Tower of Terror that involve things signed by the devil. So, you have your marching orders. Now go and find us fun facts. Or, you know what, find us something that has nothing to do with Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, because who cares what Jeremy likes? We like all sorts of random Disney trivia, because we're weirdos like that. And you know what? You just listened to this entire episode. You're a weirdo, too. So share your fun facts with us. You can find us on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. On Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And of course, you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.